I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, there was one thing that really grinded my gears on the weekend, and it was the Clint Gutherson field goal, if you can call it that. What an absolute shit fight this was. And you know what the worst thing is? Freeze actually didn't make a mistake. And that is the worst thing about this whole thing, because by the book, it was the correct call, which is absolute horse shit. If it looks like a duck and it quacks, guess what? It's a duck. And this one was an absolute shocker. I think we can all agree on that this rule has to be changed. And this isn't me getting stuck into referees. This is me getting stuck into this rule. It lacks common sense. It is just ridiculous. And I've seen Uncle Roasty, NRL Roast, on his blog. He spoke about this. And I'll just read you what he said on his blog. Worth checking out each and every week, uploading some great content there. Short and sharp, straight to the point, no dribble. Great, you know, new form media. I love it. Now, Roasty, his heading is "Change the Damn Rule." Just a heading that speaks for the entire goddamn country, the entire NRL fan base. Okay, which player below is not attempting a drop kick? It's got a picture of Adam Reynolds, Nathan Cleary kicking field goals. Then it's got a picture of Clint Gutherson shitting the bed because he's under pressure, missing his foot with the ball and then collecting it on the second bounce. Take your time, because the NRL sure have. Now I'll make it clear that the bunker got this call correct. Gutherson made an intentional motion to kick the ball and struck the ball immediately after it rebounds from the ground, aka he drop kicks it. But what type of player chooses a drop kick as their choice of kick in these situations? Forwards, who think they are halfbacks in prop bodies playing reserve grade and local footy, that's who, not anyone in the NRL. Classic example, myself. The defense putting pressure on Gutherson forces the ball to hit the ground first, which should be classified as a knock-on, not adjusted to suit an interpretation of a kick that it just isn't. If it's simultaneous, play on. If it hits the ground before the foot, call it a knock-on. It's not hard. The NRL had the chance to adjust this rule when there was outcry in an early round game in 2018 over a try to Billy Slater, and now it has just pissed off the majority of the NRL in an elimination semi-final. Sincerely, Uncle Roasty. Could not agree with Dean anymore here. What a ridiculous situation we find ourselves in the finals. Sunday afternoon, finals footy, all eyes on this game, and this is what we come up with. We come up with that on the right-hand side tram line, with his team leading by two, Clint Gutherson decided, yep, field goal off my right foot heading back to the left sticks. What on earth is this? It is just ridiculous. This happened with Billy Slater a couple of years ago, and I remember sitting there watching it going, oh, this will be a knock-on, it's fine. They gave it, and you just thought, how could they possibly put this rule in place and think, yep, this makes sense. Surely at some point there was a conversation in a room with referees, with NRL bosses, whoever it might be, and they said, hey, Billy Slater has blatantly dropped this ball. It's hit the ground, but then he flung his foot at it. What do we reckon? Field goal or knock on? And I mean, was whoever made this decision sitting in a room with eight planks of wood that didn't say anything? Like, I cannot fathom how this has happened. And this happened to Slater in Origin 1 year too. He blatantly, obviously dropped a ball, but it hit his knee as he went down, and they classed this as a kick and it was play on. If it looks like a duck and it quacks, guys, it's a duck. And this is a knock-on. I cannot believe we are in the 2021 final series and we've got Clint Gutherson missing the ball with his foot until it hits the ground, and then he gets a swipe at it. He gets the shittest touch in the world on it, and we're giving him a try assist for that. It is just mind-blowing. It's a knock-on. It's a knock-on. Show me an example of any other point in the history of rugby league whether a player has got down that edge on the tram line and gone for a drop kick that goes a metre and a half. I mean, fuck, can we be real? This is embarrassing for our game. And I remember watching when this happened to Slater and thinking, here we go, can't wait for this fiasco to happen again. It's taken way too long for it to happen again, but now it has happened. It's happened on one of the biggest stages. It's potentially decided Newcastle's season. Was Parramatta the better team the whole tier? Yes, I think they were. Okay, the better team won. I get that. That's fine. But the Newcastle Knights, I would be feeling very hard done by. Now, obviously, there was the penalty try after it and whatnot, which all plays a role, but for Gutho to get away with kicking this ball, it is just ridiculous. Did you hear Gutho talking in the interview after? He was giggling to himself. He knows it. But, you know, you got to take advantage of what you can. If the NRL's stupid enough to have this rule in place, you take advantage of it. You take what you can, and it is what it is. I'm not blaming Gutho, but it's the rule. I've got no issue with Clint Gutherson in this moment, obviously, but it's the rule that's set in place. And the worst thing is that you can't even blame the referees. I've got people messaging me going, are these referees blind? I'm like, nah, they're not. Like, they actually ruled it correctly, unfortunately. And that's how stupid this situation is. I mean, I would love for anyone outside of the most diehard Parramatta Eels fans to send me a message and explain to me why they think a play like that should be allowed to go on. I mean, from now on, if I'm a front rower and I drop the ball, my coach is going to tell me, hey, just swing a foot at it. You know what's going to happen? You're going to end up having guys dropping the ball on the 40-meter line. They're going to just swing a foot at it. They're going to end up kicking a fucking 40-20. It's going to go from a knock-on to a 40-20 one day. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Every time a player knocks on now, as long as they swing their foot and they get it on the first bounce, it should be play on by the letter of the law. And that is just how ridiculous this situation is. I cannot believe we're running with this. I cannot believe we ran with it with Slater a couple of years ago. I cannot believe we ran with Slater dropping the ball onto his knees. A blatant knock on. You can see his face. You can see his facial expressions that he knows he's messed up. But because the ball hits his knees or his legs, it's play on. I mean, if that happened in backyard football with your little brother, you wouldn't even argue it, nor would he. If it was the match winner and he knows that he missed the ball with his foot and it bounced first, no one is arguing, oh yeah, I was going for a field goal. What? Oh God, how embarrassing for our game for this to happen on the biggest stage in a game that was in the balance. Unbelievable. I couldn't agree with NRL Roast more, and I couldn't agree with the vast majority of you guys anymore. A couple of Parramatta Eels fans messaged me and said, well, by the book. Yeah, and you know what? You're right. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong, but fuck, if that happened against Parramatta, could you imagine the riots? Could you imagine? Unbelievable. I can't believe this is happening in our game. This rule has to change. If the NRL doesn't sit down this morning, Monday, 9 a.m. and go, hey, yeah, we probably need to change that. We got it completely wrong. We missed by an absolute mile. People are outraged. I don't blame them. Let's just make the common sense decision and change this. If you're kicking a ball, unless you are deliberately going for a field goal, you need to kick the ball with your foot before it hits the ground. How hard is it? How hard? I mean, if you went to all the NRL clubs and said, hey, we're thinking about changing this rule that knock-ons are actually knock-ons instead of them being field goals that go 2 meters and lay tries on, do you think anyone's going to push back on you? Do you think anyone in their right mind is going to say, no, I would rather the rule be that if you miss the ball with your foot, you should still get rewarded with a kick? I mean, it is just embarrassing at the moment. This rule has to change. Someone has to speak up in that NRL room, referees, whatever the hell it might be. Someone needs to wake up and realize this rule is just beyond ridiculous. And you know what? By all means, come out and say this week, hey, we messed up. We got it wrong. We actually got it wrong like 4 years ago, but it just hasn't come up since. That's on us. All has to change. Yeah, if I'm Newcastle, I'm pretty pissed off, to be perfectly honest with you, but I think Parramatta were the better side. I think Parramatta were the better side all year, so I don't have a huge issue with the Parramatta Eels winning. I think they probably would have anyway.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But this situation is just ridiculous. Something has to change with that rule. Like many things in rugby league, it makes no sense whatsoever. And as I always say, there is always grey areas in rugby league. And people will try and tell me that this is a grey area, but I'm sorry, it's not. It's not even close to a grey area. It's black and white. You drop the ball, you missed it with your foot. Tough shit. Knock on. It's been the same rule for hundreds of years. There has never been a situation in rugby league until we brought in these video referees and slowing things down to a million times where that would even be considered a kick. Gutherson knew it. Let's be perfectly honest with you. You could see on his face he knew what was going on. You got to take advantage of it. It's finals footy. I get that. But this is just ridiculous. Sort it out, NRL. It is embarrassing watching this game sometimes and the stupid situations we get in. The great man Brett Finch told me once, and I'm not sure if anyone has ever said a truer thing to me, no one shoots themselves better in the foot than rugby league, and this is a classic example.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.